Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from George, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I reached out to you 3 months ago about my 14 reasons why I choose to stay single, and I found out that you made a YouTube video about it. Just want to say thank you. Well, George, no worries. Since you sent me more shekels, I thought I'd cover how women's high standards are going to take us to crazy cow lady world. There's a website called I Got Standards Bro, which I put a link to in the description. And it has a female delusion calculator on it that calculates the odds of women in America finding the man of their dreams, based on the U.S. Census Bureau data. Women say they want a man that's a 666, makes six figures, is 6 inches tall, and has at least a 6-inch schwing-schwing. But let's face it, 6 inches for that doesn't make the cut. I bet she wants it cut too. Too bad the U.S. Census Bureau doesn't measure boners as well. Then we'd have an even more accurate calculator. So if a 30-year-old woman that just hit the wall does a search for a man between the ages of 28 and 40, because you know he can't be too old, and it's okay if he's a couple years younger, and he's a white male, that's 6 feet tall with a six-figure salary, and not obese and not married, what is the magic number of available men for such a woman? That gives a woman a 0.37% probability that she's going to find such a man in the entire general population, of all men. And that represents 0.66% of all men out there, including the ones that are married. According to the calculator, the woman would get a prize of 4 bags out of 5 with regards to the tidy butt kitty litter on the cat enthusiast scale. I'm not sure if the site was created by Aaron Clary or if he's just sponsoring it, because I see ads for his book called The Book of Numbers under the calculator portion. So I changed things up a bit on the calculator to make things a little bit more realistic. And I'll discuss the results in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the Crazy Cat Lady Clown World show. So I changed the parameters for calculating what a woman is looking for. The new parameters are that the man has to be at least 5'8". This excludes the obese and married men. Is a man from all races with a minimum salary of $70,000 a year. The age range for a 30-year-old woman looking for such a man would be 28 to 45. The odds of finding a man like that is only 3.5%, but if we include obese men, it's 6.3%, which shows us that about 45% of men are obese out there. So becoming a male gym rat if you're having trouble finding someone to date doubles your chances of finding a fat cat lady. If you're an unmarried white male that makes $50,000 a year, is 5'8" in average height, and not obese between the ages of 28 and 45, then you only make up about 7% of the male population available to women. This calculator shows us the odds of finding a woman is pretty good on the surface. But what it's not showing is that the percentage of women that are married and not fat and entitled leftover women that no one wants. The problem, of course, is not that there aren't enough available men for women. It's that they've already been mostly taken, and if women wait too long, like into their early to mid-30s and beyond, then they'll either get desperate and pick someone that doesn't meet their standards only to divorce rape them later, once they get a baby out of them. Or they'll try and wait until there's a good man that was divorced by a bad woman, or one where his wife dies. The moral of the story for women and men, for that matter, is to get married young, especially if you want a quality partner. But the conundrum is that if you want to ride the cock carousel, get an education, and establish your career, you can't do that. But if women do all those things, then the odds are pretty good they'll find themselves a desperate cat lady with baby rabies in their mid to late 30s. Then they're just bitter and jaded and become feminists and take their baby rabies rage out on all the men out in our society. All these statistics and numbers I shared also don't take into consideration if you're a man with an ugly face. If that's the case, the number of available men for women that are 6 feet tall with six-figure incomes that aren't too scary to look at and don't want to make them vomit in their kibble is probably only 0.25 to 0.3%. That means that a tall, good-looking MGTOW man that wants to smash and dash female gash and lead them on thinking that he'll marry them into their mid-30s and beyond, can take advantage of this. But does he really want to at this point? She's just looking to trap him and he's pretending to go along with what she wants. She sees him as being too good to be true. It wasn't rare in my mid to late 30s to find post-wall women that were desperate for my baby batter. Many of them had the fear of ending up all alone with no one but cats to call their own. Some successfully snagged a man with the trap of an anchor baby, while some did not. I'm hoping that eventually the globalists go crazy with the whole my environment thing and deem that pets are bad for the environment, and having a pet license will require too many carbon credits for most average women to afford. Women will probably hide their cats under the floorboards the way people used to hide Yiddish people during the WW2 period. The person that sells a muzzle that keeps those cats quiet is going to make a fortune. That or a soundproof cage. So how do we get to this point where women want it all? An education, career, hunk and carousel riding years. Most women I've known have been terrible at math and basic statistics. So will you really expect them to calculate the odds by doing the finite math to figure out that there simply isn't enough time in their fertility window to do all the things they want in life? Especially the part about playing the odds when it comes to gambling with time to find a man. I did terrible in calculus and algebra in high school, but was good at finite math. Most of the girls took finite math thinking it was easier, but they were just as bad at it. Women are bad long-term thinkers and planners when compared to men. Plus, they have the advantage of being wanted at a young age, so they probably think that just because they can find a good man at 22 or 23, then it means that the odds are good they'll find one at 30 or 35. Most women don't accept that they'll be old and bitter one day. They don't understand that men won't find them as desirable later because their entire lives, they all have seen as thirsty men trying to get together with them. So they refuse to calculate the odds of winning with their golden cooch lottery tickets. So they play the game of gamble with gonads. As for the female delusion calculator, it would be interesting to see a calculator that was worked out with regards to the hot crazy matrix. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then check out the not-so-mystery link. The idea is that all women are at least 4 or 5 on the crazy scale. And then if you're dating, then you're looking for the one with the lowest level of crazy and the highest level of hot. The idea is to get the hottest woman possible that has the least amount of crazy. But by the time you hit your 30s and are single as a male, how many of those women are you realistically going to run into? When I went back into the dating world at 35, I could actually find smart, successful, career, and family-minded women. They were kind of frumpy and fat. They were low on crazy, but they were also low on hot. I also met a few women that were very high on crazy, but also high on hot. The hot crazy matrix would say that such women are in what is known as the danger zone. And looking back on them, they were all dangerous. I would think that for me, a woman that was a 5, 6, or a 7 on the look scale, but only a 4 on the crazy scale would be the ideal. In the last few months, I think I've made progress in finding the qualities of that mythical Nawalt and what she needs to have. The only women that I've run into so far that have those qualities are prolific female artists that are more obsessed with expressing themselves than they are with being with men or having children. They are women that have both a low sex drive and a nag drive on account of being too busy creating something all the time. Funny enough, those sorts of women I ran into in art school, but didn't want them back then. Funny how life gives you everything right off the bat, and then you reject it, only to go back to seek it out later. Of course, I wouldn't want a physical relationship with any such woman, but I would want to love them, but not act out on that love. It's kind of like worshipping them, but keeping them far enough away from me so that I wouldn't see any of the cracks in their mental and physical facade. Kind of like when you watch low-resolution adult content from 10 or 15 years ago, and think to yourself, that girl is hot. But when eventually you find the same video at high resolution, you get scared and your schwing-schwang wants to curl up, run away, and hide. The idea is hijack love and hijack sexual desire, and then connect them to the more productive parts of your life. There are women that are already doing that because they're cursed with creativity. So if you feel the same way, then it might not be a bad thing to do. Of course, if you ever fall out of love with such a woman or find another, it's easy to move on, because you didn't really have a close relationship with them in the first place, and it's not something that's more than an arm's length. You're looking for a woman to inspire you instead of one that demands you perspire to build a life that she actually demands from you. Maybe I'm going crazy, but then again, I know when I started going my own way, the best content I ever created was when I loved a woman but didn't act out on that love. I also know that the worst content I ever created was when I loved a few women and acted out on that emotion. As for my thoughts about the female delusion calculator called I Got Standards Bro, it's nice for many of us to think of women not finding the man that they want and getting stuck with cats instead. But in truth, women that are lonely and don't have a husband or kids tend to find each other as they age and live as spinster sisters instead of dealing with overwhelming loneliness. Or they get a cat ranch. Having a relationship with 5 cats for them is like having a relationship with only one man. if they surround themselves with enough surrogate social interaction from animals as a crutch instead of a relationship in kids, they'll never feel lonely until one day they get old and they pretty much get put in a home. Either that or they die suddenly and all their cats eat them. But that's a tale for another day. But if they do get put in that home, then they have the nurses to torment them and talk to them, as well as other guests. Women, as I've mentioned before, are deathly afraid of becoming alone, because it's part of their instinct for survival, and most have abandonment issues. But at the same time, they don't want to get preggers by the wrong man, because that'll reduce the survivability rate for them and their children in a state of nature. So they have to be super picky. It doesn't matter that we have technology and abundant energy to ensure the survival of everyone. An instinct is an instinct. To hunt down the best and brightest men to mate with. If there are no men to mate with of high enough quality, then there are enough other people to distract women. The way we got over this in the past was to make sure that most women were pregnant or married with families so they wouldn't be able to have free time to give single women any attention. The only way a single woman would have got attention in the past was to get married. Obviously, there was also no social media back then, which is now just making this problem a lot worse. What porn is to men, social media is to women. It's not a perfect replacement, but it's adequate enough for now. Again, we want to laugh at women suffering, but they aren't suffering, but then again, neither are we. So it's basically a standoff between the sexes. Both of our sides want to see the other bend the knee, but neither of us are doing that at this time. So birth rates will keep falling and technology will just help us prevent loneliness for women and sexual frustration for men. It's almost as if all this is done intentionally to bring down the population. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to George for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women would gladly smash 15 cats if they came together like Voltron and try to take her in her bed. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women with high standards so high that it actually leads to the extinction of the human race away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.